tonight.
Shit.
Motherfucker. Okay, I'm gonna try this one more time. Tonight, we have a sneak peek of season 23 of Big Brother. We'll talk about all the decor of the house, the cast reveal date, gameplay, and I have no idea what else. But we'll find something to talk about. But first, please welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Well, hello, everyone. And welcome Hi. Back to But First.
Oh wait!
It's so difficult.
You should have left the original fuck up in.
I can leave it in. I always record it.
Yeah, leave it in. Yeah, just go ahead and leave it in.
I mean,
we can make plenty of more fuck ups.
Do we? I mean, do we really need everyone to know how many times I have to do? See, the thing is,
here's the thing.
I came up with this brilliant idea when we first started this podcast. That on Big Brother. They go like over this thing, you know, oh, it's going to be blah, 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 blah. And then they say, but first or whatever. And, you know, and I thought, oh, I'll do that for the intro. Not thinking about the fact that every single damn week I would have to come up with a new script of what we were going to talk about. And of course, I wanted to fit it in the perfect time and the music and all that. And originally I pre-recorded. And then I would make a new file and I would play that and I would just sit and let it play. And then I've gotten lazy.
Well, you're a procrastinator.
Yeah, I've gotten lazy. And then today I couldn't find the music. Anyway, hi, Fatty.
Hi.
How's it going?
What up? By the way, before we forget, we're going to be doing this little show during Pride 48 weekend.
We are. Did you pull up the script or the schedule that I emailed to you? Because I don't know when we're doing it.
Yes, we're doing it on Saturday.
Nope, Sunday.
We're doing it on Sunday at 2 p.m. in the afternoon Eastern.
That would be July 25th.
Right. Which means it'll be 5 months until grandma.
Oh, great. Yeah, so everyone should tune in. We'll actually have content then because Big Brother will maybe. Have started. We are also, it's not just Fatty and I here. We cannot do this alone. We're also joined.
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. In no particular order, other than the Zoom order here, by Archer.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. I had a colonoscopy this morning. I'm doing great.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Did you get propofol?
It's the fourth one.
Isn't it a shame you don't get to feel that?
That's oh, my God. No, I loved it. As soon as she said count back from 10, I was like, 10. It was great. I loved that.
It is the best drugs you'll ever have.
It is.
Do they call that the Michael Jackson treatment? You know,
well, I didn't actually have Michael Jackson. I had an injection in my hand.
Oh,
so
but I did they send in the rectal Clowns. Drone to check out everything?
They did.
I didn't realize they use good. Drones for your.
They found, yeah,
they found two polyps, but they said they look like they're benign, so no big deal.
Good thing I already ate.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did the clean out go?
I don't mind that part.
It was a shit storm.
It really was a shit storm.
So sorry if we can just get back to business. What was the time of the Pride 48 7 the 25th?
It's 2 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Yeah, on the 25th. Oh, by the way, I don't think Pink Wheel Nuts signed up to do a show this year.
No, we didn't because we're on vacation in an un-interneted location, so...
Aren't you always on vacation, though? we're speaking to, by the way, I was going down the roster, but since we're talking to Faye right now, and because he doesn't like to be last, we're also joined by Faye, the Faye driver, the famous Faye driver, who's not doing this podcast on the Pride 48 weekend. Hello, Faye.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not able to attend Pride 48 this year. Hello. Yes. Thank you. I'm sorry. I can't do the Pride 48, but no, I'm not always on vacation. I actually work quite hard around here.
But honey, you're retired, right? I mean, you're retired, correct?
I don't work for a living, but I still work. I don't have a paid job, but I do work.
Oh, you get paid, just not with cash.
Exactly. That's it.
I'm not insinuating you never work at all. I'm just saying you're constantly on a vacation from work.
That's correct. I do not enjoy
a job.
Consistent employment. That's correct.
All right, we're also joined by, I don't know, who should go next? We're also joined by Sam in the Hinterlands. Hello, Sam.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
You posted a photo of some plant the other day on Twitter, and we're talking about some deer eating said plant or something like that.
Yes.
What was going on in your garden?
Oh, okay. Following along, I've been trying for a long time to get milkweed to grow in my actual front yard garden. And I got a milkweed pod from across the road, and I've got about three or four of that kind of milkweed plant. But one day when I was going back to my car after work, I saw some milkweed pod seeds like floating around on the parking lot. So I thought, well, what the heck? It can't be any worse than what? Yeah. So I brought them home, and that's what grew. And it's a different variety. It's swamp milkweed, which is slightly different from field milkweed. And of course, that's the one the deer ate because it's new and different.
Does milkweed have flower? I'm contemplating why you would want weeds to grow in your flower bed.
Well, because milkweed is the host plant for monarch butterflies.
Do they have flowers? I guess they do.
They do, yes.
That's what the deer ate.
Interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to go back and re-record the intro because I didn't say we were going to talk about gardens and butterflies and milkweed, but
and colonoscopy
Well, I've got so much content to add to the intro
and all of Sam's art too. Have you been seeing the art posting?
Yes,
I think I've missed the art. Now,
what
now
are you
Sam's
doing with your life?
Sam's probably saying, "Why are you focusing
on clay creations,
Adam? Why are you focusing on the milkweed and not my art?" Oh, I have seen those.
They're adorbs, by the way.
Yes,
well, thank
I agree.
You.
There was like a vagina.
We don't know whether the cast is adorbs, though, because they're not telling us until tomorrow. I'm put out by that. Can you tell?
That's true. Yeah, how dare they? They said, you know what? But First is recording Wednesday night. We're going to just make sure we don't announce the cast until Thursday. How dare they? We're also joined by Moose P. Hello.
Hey, campers. How's it going?
Hi, Moose.
Hey there.
Hi, Moose. Moose, you're getting new renovation in your kitchen.
Yes, they completely took out the countertops, turned all the power off, except the refrigerator. We can still use that, but...
Well, that's good.
The painters come tomorrow to take down the old wallpaper and start painting. So
I cannot wait to see the pictures.
Oh, it is a mess right now.
But the real question is, how's the plumbing?
How's the plumbing? They found a water leak today.
Oh, well, good.
Well, the house is 25 years old, but luckily it was very, very minor. They're going to put a fresh piece of plywood down and fix it. No problem. They've already fixed a pipe. It's always something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic.
Yes.
So,
when we finish.
Go ahead, Adam.
No, after you. Age before beauty.
Well, missing tonight, someone who couldn't be bothered to be with us tonight, is Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. And
called away, he says.
He's been called away. You know, well, when he's here the next time we record, we will call him away.
We'll call him out.
Just say, well, joining us now is away. Hi, away.
He said he was called away out of state. And I know what he does for a living. I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, but I know what he does for a living. And I'm thinking, how does someone who does that for a living get called away? What? Unless
clowns
it was called
have
away.
To go to different states, too.
Well, I mean, maybe. What, is it for some special clown training in another state? You know,
I think he was going to Clown University.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Uh-huh. All right.
Maybe.
And not joining us this year is Mike Lawson. He's hung up his microphone. And also not joining us is Alex Lefevre.
Dun, dun, so, dun, dun.
Right. So anyway, it'll just be the seven of us this year instead of nine of us.
How will
so
we ever make
it? We're not the Hollywood Squares. We're not the Hollywood Squares this year.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I miss everyone when they're gone, but I think we'll muddle through with less people.
Emphasis on muddle.
So this may be a short one. We wanted to get together and discuss Big Brother before the season began. And like we said earlier, they did us a wrong because usually by now they've already, I feel like we already know who the cast is at this point because it's starting in a week or something.
Yeah.
A week from today.
And we're recording this on the 30th of June. So I think it's probably because COVID still. I think that they were just making sure everybody was going to be hunky-dory.
I will say that I read an article about, I shared it with you guys, and the producer said that all of the same COVID protocols are going to be that were in place last year are in place again this year. So they're currently in quarantine until they go into the house, which I don't know what the day is that they're going into. Well, actually, it's going to be live next Wednesday. Yes. So they'll go in live next Wednesday.
So that means Julie will be standing there with no mask and make them wear a mask when they walk out of the house, even though they've been quarantined in the house.
12 feet away.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of Julie, does anyone have predictions about what she will be wearing? Moose?
Probably basic black and pearls.
Okay. You know, Moose is our fashion.
Yep.
He's our fashionista.
I think it's going to be a black and white floral pattern, and it's going to be kind of like a pantsuit, like a jumper type of a thing. That's what I'm guessing.
I was hoping for plaid myself.
Of course you were.
I think dress, but I think color to go with the beach theme.
Correct. Oh. We should say that.
Yeah.
That we've heard that it's going to be a beach theme, and they're calling it BB Beach Club.
Yes.
I was going to just say, based on who her husband is, she probably wears a pearl necklace quite often. So, I mean, there might
that
be. Is,
that was just nasty.
Well.
Oh, that's so nasty.
You're going to get us kicked out of the Big Brother podcast club if you keep making bad comments about Julie.
I think
she's going to wear yellow.
I defend her. You guys always talk about her clothing, like, and I defend her. I come to her defense.
But that's her substance. That's the most substantive thing about her is her clothing.
And if she got any face work over the summer,
the thing is that she can walk really well in heels and hit her mark and smile and do all the turning
and then stand with her feet like twisted around like some sort of a busted mannequin.
Yeah. I mean, that's
what impresses me the most is the ability to work that little remote while talking, because I feel like, because you know that remote that she has is muting so they can't hear her at some points, and I would fuck it up. I'd be like hitting the wrong button. I'd be like, oh, so-and-so is blah, 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 and I'd be telling them all the dirt, you know, they'd be hearing it.
Hence the reason you are not the host of Big Brother.
Well, Dad and I, you know, can't walk in high heels.
I mean,
and...
just listen to the opening of a Butt First podcast.
How dare you?
Right. I
How
mean,
dare you? If Julie Chen was doing it, she would hit all the marks.
She would.
So I'd like to thank Archer for pushing all of the data he has. He's been like the ferret on the internet, pulling out all these little tidbits of information and disseminating it to us hosts, air quote hosts or guests or whatever we are on this podcast. Great information. Should we not talk about the the twists? They're on about these twists with the reward versus risk versus reward twists.
Yeah, so, well, they did say that there is going to be beach club meets casino, yes. Like Monte Carlo meets Las Vegas kind of thing, where they're going to be constantly given choices that they have to decide on the risks versus the rewards.
Or rewards come with big rewards come with big risks.
Correct. Yes.
Well, so. One of the interesting twists is also, if I'm interpreting this correctly, we talked about how they're going to do teams and each group of four is going to have go in individually and have their own little contest, kind of like they did in other years. Mm-hmm. And the winner of each of those contests becomes a team captain. But it's not a captain necessarily of the same four people you went in with.
Right.
They're going to each person who is a team captain, if I read this correctly, is going to get shown 90-second film clips.
Yes.
Of, I guess, everybody.
Of all the contestants, yeah. Like
yes. I don't know how that's. See, now this is a twist that I find really intriguing, because this will be the first time that they get anything just sort of objectively about, well, it's not going to be objective because it's going to be edited, but still, this is the first time they'll get to look at all of their teammates in some other way before.
I think it's going to be like their audition tapes, isn't it?
I would assume.
Yeah.
Well, I like that because they don't get to, well, I like several of the things they're doing because they're trying to prevent from day one having alliances form. And even for this choosing, they don't get any time to talk to each other or do any strategy. They have to pick based on these videos. And I like that because anything they can do to kind of, I don't know, keep them from being too clicky, at least at the beginning.
Agreed. Yeah,
I'm not sure that's true, though.
In the article I read, the producers were talking about they thought that last year's groups got into alliances way too early in the season, and they pretty much stuck with them. And they want to break up some of that by doing this teams thing. So once the winner of the each team that goes in watches the videos, then they get to start choosing people. And it doesn't have to, like Sam said, it doesn't have to be the people who you went in with. It can be other people who are already in the house.
But we don't know that one team captain gets to see all the videos. And then once the second group goes in, that team captain sees the videos. They may all be sitting there. And everybody watches the videos.
True. We don't know how they're going to do that. Yeah.
Right. And so it's going to be a schoolyard pick.
Right. And I think that's like the worst thing, because I'd hate to be picked last.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Adam, weren't you always picked last?
I was. It was a burden.
Too.
Yeah.
It is a burden. I know.
Moose was always picked first.
You're just sitting there. You know it's going to happen, but you just, every name that's called, you're like, ugh.
Because you're not one of the cool kids.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's awful. It's hard being me sometimes.
Okay, so I have a question. So we learned from the information that they're going to have a live 90-minute show next Wednesday where all the contestants go into the house. So when will they have done recordings to show, you know how they always have B-rolls, what it's called, to show the contestants sitting around or whatever. They're not going to have any of that for the first night. So what are they going to show?
Well, they're going to have four different competitions.
True. And the head of household at the end.
And a head of household. And right. They said that once they choose the teams that something about the
double or nothing.
The winning team, or maybe it was with the head of household that whichever person won, their team was safe, and the others had to go back. And
right. And there's another competition that comes with an automatic punishment.
Yes, and that's the what do they call it?
I don't know, but the punishment will not be slop this year. They said there will be no slop this year.
I'm glad of that. I didn't like that from the get-go.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
That's awful.
Yeah. But
they said something about the one person that would get the immunity, not the whole team? Or is it the whole team?
No, just the one. My understanding of this, and I thought it was interesting, it's a really good psychological twist, is that they do the competition for head of household with the four team captains.
Right.
And there will be a head of household who will do their usual thing with, the two people, etc. And then immediately after, the other three people will have their own competition. And whoever wins that will be safe. They'll get a safety.
Gotcha.
But there will be an automatic, and I think this is happening with every time somehow early on. This will be a recurring thing. That one individual gets a safety, but then there's an automatic punishment that will be doled out either to that individual, that individual's team, or the entire house.
Yes.
That will be interesting.
And that will be I don't know how they're going to play it. Who knows what the punishment is. But yeah, that's really interesting psychologically because, you have to take it.
Right. So.
But the team thing only goes on for the first three or four weeks.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the contestants again, they say that this is supposed to be a very diverse group. But if you look at that video that I sent you, there's that one picture that keeps showing up that looks like all new people. That did not look very diverse. I think I saw two black people and mostly white people. But to say, I don't know if that's the actual group that's going to
be.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was pulling, and we don't know if this is, it looks like, and it's hard to tell, but it looks like there are, but I counted what it looks like to be 8 or 9 white people. And then I only see 2 black people that I think. And then maybe 2 or 3 Hispanic and maybe an Asian lady.
Asian lady?
And on the far right hand side.
Yeah.
Well, so, there was something that came out, but Adam has taken over my screen and I can't get to it now. So
there was something. Well, I can stop sharing. I just wanted to for us to talk about it.
There was something that came out of one of the spoiler accounts called Spoiler Girl One, which I think is the one that put out that picture.
Oh, I never trust Spoiler Girl One, only Spoiler Girl. The one is she's not trustworthy.
Anyway, this came out back in the middle of May, that it says a reputable CBS insider said the tentative plan for the cast was 3 black women, 2 black men, 1 Latina woman, 1 Latina man, 1 Middle Eastern or Asian man, 1 biracial female, 4 white men, and 3 white women. That picture does not reflect that.
No.
But
Well, it's, it, you know, I mean, it depends. But, it's sometimes it can be, there can be light skinned people who are not white. And,
well, and they said that if that is the makeup, 44% would be white and 56% would be
people of color.
Right. And they said that also to expect at least two LGBTQ cast members.
Well, it's about time they had a little diversity in theirs.
Yeah, well, there's in that article, it said this would be the most diverse group they've ever had. But I thought I saw something somewhere that said, yes, CBS is trying really hard to make this the most diverse group, but that may have to wait until the next season. I thought I saw that somewhere. I don't know.
I didn't see that.
Well, I mean, so. even not even considering just, you know, that it's the right thing to do, I think it's, if you're not diverse, it puts them at a disadvantage because whoever is the predominant race, at least white people tend to stick together. So it's going to, you know, I feel like it puts the other races at a disadvantage if they're not more diverse, just from a gameplay perspective.
Well, and if you think about it, remember last year we had this discussion, they knocked off all the people of color first.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know,
maybe just no white people. We suck. Well, just no white people. We don't know
who is the audience. So wouldn't they be pandering to the audience? So is the audience largely white people, or what percentage of the audience is non-white? I mean,
it's a good question. I have no idea. I think a lot of them are gay, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they're pandering to the audience, I don't know why there aren't more hot gay men's in there. You know, lesbians too, but I'm just, you know, wishful thinking on my part. But
because they're also trying to portray themselves as a family show. Remember, we had the whole season, you know, people are saying, I watched it with my parents. Yes. Remember, Tyler's a multi-generation, super fan or whatever. And that's still true. Apparently not yet. Yeah, right. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm angry about the intolerance, but I will put my soapbox back under the couch.
But you know one thing that they're absolutely requiring this year? That all of these people be vaccinated. Nobody can go in unvaccinated.
That's good.
Yeah.
So we hinted on the theme, but were we going to talk any more about the theme, or was that it? It's a beach theme. Did anyone look at the photos of the house?
Oh, the house is going to be the best house ever.
Yes.
So what did we think?
The producers said they're choosing the beach theme because they want, after last year being such a stressful year, they want all the contestants to feel like they're on a vacation. Mm-hmm. So they've chosen the beach theme, like everyone goes to the beach for the vacation.
I want to know if they've put up like a dome over it or something so that there can be no outsiders throwing things over the fence and telling them who, you know, who needs to go home and all of that.
I'm going to guess there's no dome.
I wouldn't be surprised if they put up something like South Florida pool enclosure material, though.
Oh.
Which, like, you know, struts with some sort of, it's like heavy duty screening of some kind. It's been too long since I've been there.
They just need to be.
Yeah, that way you could prevent things. It's to keep bugs out, but and birds and things, but. If you got it out of strong enough material, you wouldn't be able to throw anything through or over it.
They just need to build a big biodome. Just a big dome. Call it the BB dome.
Yeah. Isn't there one out? And we should also mention that in addition to the beach, it's Monte Carlo meets Vegas in the house.
Right. And that has to do with the risks versus the rewards and vice versa.
Hmm. Hmm.
So usually Julie does some sort of tour. Did she do a walkthrough? Because a lot of times she does a video where she's walking through the house and, hey, everyone, here's the living room. And
that will come between now and premiere night.
It'll be on the Today Show at 7 a.m. when no one is awake.
would be CBS.
Yeah, I was going to say it would be Nora O'Donnell's channel.
Okay, well, whatever.
Well, that's what Patty watches, so he'll he'll see it.
But I would say follow the Big Brother feed, and the, I mean on Twitter, and then there's also what's the one that I always quote, the Big Brother rumor Twitter feed. I can't think of it.
Big Brother Network.
Yeah, but there's another. Go ahead, talk amongst yourselves while I find it.
Okay.
So let's. So do we know the nights of the week that it's going to air this season?
Yes, Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Sunday, okay, Wednesday, and Thursday.
It's called Big Brother Daily, and it's at BB underscore updates. On Twitter.
Where do all these spoilers come? Because I don't want to be following spoilers.
Oh, well, this is definitely spoilers. Okay. Where does it come from? I don't know.
Well, don't the spoilers come from people who are watching the live feeds?
Watching the
feeds. Oh, yeah. I guess it's the live feeds. Yeah. And they retweet everything that both Paramount and Big Brother Twitter accounts do. Because, you know, it's now under Paramount, not CBS All Access. Who's going to who has Paramount Plus that they're going to watch the feeds this year?
I'm waiting till tomorrow to buy it.
Okay. I have Paramount Plus.
One less month to pay for.
Oh, okay. That's very smart.
I have
so I'll be watching. I'm a cheapskate, sorry.
When you're on a fixed income like many of us, you have to plan these things.
Don't they prorate? I mean, not that this is interesting, but if it's the day before the next month, don't they? You don't have to pay for all of June if you're buying it on June 30th. It may be 50 cents.
It just makes more sense. I always pay for it through my Apple account, and Apple pays the bill every month. And so the first day of the month, they're going to deduct it along with all the other Apple stuff they pay for.
I see.
So it just makes sense for me.
I have Paramount Plus, but the feeds are super boring. I mean, it is like watching paint dry. I have to have the edited version of the show. I cannot sit there and watch them picking their boogers and doing whatever they're doing for 5 hours. There's nothing interesting going on.
Yeah, I don't actually watch the live feeds. What I end up doing is waiting until the show is on the pay channel.
On the stream.
And that way I don't have to watch the commercials.
Same here. I do the same thing.
So.
Oh, I see. So you watch it. You watch it kind of live. The live show.
No, I don't. I don't watch it live. I watch it.
I see. I see. I see. Okay. Yeah, I do that. I do that as well. But,
okay. But like, I follow these the rumor things on Twitter. And if I see them say something about something, then I'll go and watch the feed and see how they're discussing it or whatever.
See, I'm only on Twitter about 15 seconds a day.
So
good for you.
So what else was what else was on the list? Anything else we needed to cover tonight? We're going to be recording on Monday nights, correct?
I don't know.
Is that what we said? What did we say?
I think it was Monday nights.
I believe, you know, stay tuned, listeners, but I believe we're going to record Monday nights and we
won't be recording next week.
We will not. No.
I have a question just in general about Big Brother. So I was in my research, I was, you know, looking at the Wikipedia site and all this stuff, and I ran across this thing called Big Brother Over the Top. Did you guys ever watch that? It was an online only Big Brother show in 2016.
No.
We started it. It was on CBS All Access. It was when they first came out with CBS All Access, and they were doing it to try to promote and get people to subscribe to CBS All Access. Mark and I couldn't. We like Big Brother, but I don't even remember why, but we watched the first two or three episodes and it sucked. So
I ended up reading more about it, and they said it was such a flop for CBS that they are probably never going to do it again.
Well, that's good.
I was just curious if anybody had seen it, because I had not seen it.
And I really don't know how they could screw it up, because if they just did a normal Big Brother season and just another normal Big Brother season, if you like Big Brother, you should like it. And I don't even remember what we didn't like about it, but it just was not good.
Well, they were trying to have some element of viewer participation, like online live, and there just wasn't enough participation in it. So,
Or precipitation,
yeah.
Right. Now, there are two critical questions we have not asked. Sam and Faye, are you going to be taking the notes again?
Oh, God. Oh,
of course.
Okay.
I forgot that we did that. Oh.
So Sam says, of course, and Faye goes, oh, God, oh, God. So,
well, I take notes for my own just because I can't keep track of everything.
But that's what's so good, because we can follow your notes.
I mean, bullet points are fine.
Yeah.
So I mean, you don't have to work too hard.
Sam, we'll depend on you rather than the old man going, oh God, oh God, oh God. Yeah. So, and the second question, will there be a game?
Ah.
Oh, you mean for us? Yeah, there will be. There will be.
Okay. Now, when will you come up with the rules?
And how often will they change?
How often will they change? That's correct.
Well, I don't remember what the rules were last time, but my goal is to do the same thing that we did last time. But maybe on our first episode, we'll just discuss them one by one and we can all decide. You guys can tell me. No, we don't like this rule.
Didn't we do something where we chose who we thought would come in first, and then we had some alternatives or something? I can't remember exactly what it
third,
was.
The third, second, and first place winners, I think.
Yeah.
Didn't we do something like that? And most favorite person or whatever.
There were three different categories, yeah.
It was
most favorite.
And
who's going to win that? Yeah, that favorite thing at the end, yeah.
Right. And the next thing is, Adam, will they be showing Big Brother on St. Thomas?
Oh, I have no idea. I won't watch it until I get back. Because we'll be doing
stuff. Or you've got to go through all the Wendy's drive-thrus on St. Thomas.
No, I think, well, it's happening on the 7th. I think on the 7th we are eating. We have a reservation at some fancy. No. We have some right. fancy. No, we're doing as fancy a restaurant as we could find for dinner every night. So we have reservations every night.
But he's got CBS All Access or Paramount Plus, so he'll be able to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can watch it, but we're going to be doing stuff, so I don't know. But yeah.
How much do you expect that a fancy restaurant is going to cost in St. Thomas? Is it? Are they based on the American dollar, or is it going to be 20 baht?
No, it's a U.S. territory. They use dollars. They use U.S. dollars. So, I don't know, but I would say about comparable to what it is here. I think some of them on Open Table, I reserved a couple of them on Open Table, and I think it was $50 to $60 per person or something on one or two of them.
Okay, so not like average. an Archer meal at 300 a plate.
No.
Well,
I was going to say we went out to dinner tonight at the bottle of wine was $75.
Well, we do that, but I don't think we could find a restaurant fancy enough in St. Thomas to spend that much. We did, you know, maybe one of them.
So it's basically Arkansas. A lot of heat, yeah. More heat.
What's a really expensive night out in Arkansas?
Oh, you can spend, I mean, not as much as you, I don't know. I don't know.
Do they have a Ritz-Carlton in Arkansas?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think we do, but I don't know. I couldn't tell you what it is, Archer. I would say there are some fancy restaurants, but probably the most you're going to pay is $100 a person, maybe, or $150 a person. When we went to San Francisco, we ate at a restaurant that was, we paid about $700 for our meal. It was a chef I mean, it was a chef's table sort of 7-course with wine pairing for two people. You know, that's the most I've ever paid for food, like ever.
Yeah.
But in St.
But
Thomas,
will the restaurants that's not have be... Mountain Dew?
You know what? I don't. I actually, believe it or not, I actually generally, when we go to a nice restaurant, I will get a glass of wine or a mixed drink, some sort of cocktail, and just have that plus water. And then I won't, I don't do soft drinks at a fancy restaurant because I don't want to look like a dummy.
For some reason, I order a drink.
What?
I order a glass of Coke, even with my $75 bottle of wine.
I used to, but now we like to order a cocktail or wine when we go to a nice place because we don't drink very often. And so when we go to a nice restaurant, we like to order something, some sort of alcoholic beverage. And so normally I'll just sip on that and then have water. So.
Do you hear that? We're having thunderstorms here.
Okay.
Oh, wow. We're having a heat wave here in British Columbia.
Well, I think that's why we're having thunderstorm, because it was 95 degrees today here in DC.
Wow.
It is still 82 in the room that I'm sitting in. It's miserable here.
Turn that air conditioning on.
I've got it turned on. It's run the entire time I've been upstairs. So
yikes. Do you have two different compressors? Yes. One for upstairs, one for oh my god. Yeah. It's still that warm. Yikes.
It's still that hot. Well, the workers have been running in and out of the house all day today, and they've had the garage open, and I'm right above the garage. And so all the heat from the day is sitting in the garage.
My attic floor is getting laid tomorrow, so I'm going to have workers in here.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
I don't know why I'm so excited about a floor in my attic. It's not going to be a room. It's just we need more storage. And I'm like, finally, there's this huge space in the attic where we can't put anything. It's like massive, and
you
I
have
just want a floor
3,000 square foot house, right?
Yeah.
And you need more storage.
Well, we don't have a lot of storage. I mean, we have closets, but they're mostly closets for clothes. I mean,
I think you need to get rid of some shit.
No, I mean, it's like, you know, Christmas decorations, the Christmas tree,
Archer, that's easier said than done.
I know.
We have our attic is absolutely packed. I have shelving in there, and there's Christmas crap packed all the way to the roof.
Christmas crap.
So do we have any more Big Brother stuff or no?
I do have one last thing. I just went, I got up to go look at my TiVo, and it appears there's not going to be a Thursday show this, the first week. It'll only be Wednesday night, hour and a half. And then on Sunday.
But generally speaking, it's going to be Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday? Okay.
Yes.
And is it weird like one day is 8 o'clock and one day is 9 o'clock?
No, they're all 8 o'clock. They're all 8 o'clock.
Eastern time.
Until football starts, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
however, Love Island also debuts.
Well, you can listen to Big Fatty on his Love Island recap that he does all by himself with
Poodle. And they've already revealed that cast. So anyway,
How revealing are the cast photos?
Well, I think that you might touch yourself inappropriately looking at some of them.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think we're good here. So, Faye, where can you be reached?
Oh, look for the Pink Wheelnuts podcast. I'm going to pinkwheelnuts.com. I'm going to talk about the heat wave that we're having here in British Columbia on my next episode.
Possibly I can't wait tomorrow. To hear you on Pride 48 weekend.
Yeah, I'll be there.
June All right, the Moose, 31st Moose where can you be reached?
Basically nowhere. I mean, I'm just here.
Sam.
I'm Sam in the H on the Twitters.
All right. And Archer, where can we find you?
Archer.com. ARCHERR.com.
And Fatty, where could we possibly find you?
I will be on. But first, whenever. And I guess the next time we record will be the 12th.
Yep.
Okay. Well.
All right, well, you can find me lots of different places, geekygay.com, pride48.com, all that kind of good stuff. You can find us at buttfirstpodcast.com. And I don't remember how I ended this thing, but we'll see you guys next time from outside the Big Brother house. I'm Adam Burns Moonves. Good night, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.